for the first time, the genetic code has been mapped of the tomato. Dr. Sandy Knapp is from the Natural History Museum, co-authored the research, and is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Why?
Why? Well, decoding the genome of something, like decoding the genome of a human, is a different way of exploring how we're put together, how an organism is put together. And decoding a genome is sort of like having a jumbled bag of letters, aligning them all up, and then annotating that, which is figuring out what the words mean. And those words are the genes which control how we look, what we do, how tomatoes taste, what the fur texture is, how they can grow in dry environments, how they can grow in salty environments.
Yes, yeah, so basically what you've ended up then with is every aspect of a tomato you can now link to a particular gene.
You can link to, well, every aspect, many aspects we can. There's a lot still to be discovered. In a way, it's like going into a tropical rainforest and having some things you do know and other things you don't know. So a genome, in a way, is a beginning. And it's a very exciting, it's a lot of work. It was 10 years' work by colleagues. I don't do sequencing myself. This is basically in the UK, was funded by the BBSRC and done by my colleagues Graham Seymour and Gerard Bishop. But it's that, having that sequence allows you to go in and explore things like, how has the tomato changed from its wild progenitor, Solanum pimpinillifolium, which is, the sequence is also, draft sequence is also reported in the paper. But what kinds of things have we human beings changed in breeding tomatoes for what we think are better characteristics?
And how we might further change them in the future for even better characteristics.
Yes, for example, many people will say that the tomatoes have no taste anymore, that they've been bred for shelf life, they've been modified to have good shelf life, but that the taste has gone out. So knowing which genes actually control particular types of chemicals that give tomatoes their good taste or the taste we like will allow people to use them in plant breeding to create tomatoes that are...
Soon. I mean, this is a direct result of this research.
Much
could lead
sooner.
To an altered tomato on the shelf of a supermarket.
Well, we alter our foods all the time. Mm. Plant breeding is all about altering and modifying the genes and the genetics of the foods that we use. But having a genome sequence allows you to really focus in on particular areas, and you know more about the molecular basis and the architecture of how the gene works within the whole organism.
And it's going to be freely available, is it?
It's freely available. It's freely available over the Solanaceae Genomics Network website, and you can download the whole thing.
I imagine people rushing.
Riveting read.
Even as we speak, rushing.
But it's very exciting, and I think what's great about it is I'm a scientist who studies biodiversity. And I think what's exciting about having these genomes is it allows us to look into the evolution of all organisms, not just use them for better breeding, but it allows us a whole new view on the evolution of life on Earth.
And has it told you if it's tomato or tomato?
Well, that's one of my problems, being a transatlantic import.
Well, let's call the whole thing off.
No. Please, no.
Sorry, it's a joke.
Please, no.
Dr. Sandy Knapp. Please, no, indeed. Dr. Sandy Knapp. Thanks very much.